Yishalmi Sof Mesechtes Tainis tells us how Beitar fell. Beitar was the city that Rabbi Yochanan asked that should be saved because of the great Chachmas HaTorah, Yavna v'Chachamea. How did it fall? It says that three and a half years under Yonis Kesar surrounded Beitar and he couldn't overcome Beitar. Why? Because Rabbi Loza HaMoidoi sat on the floor with Sak Ve'efer and he was mispalel every single day and he said the following: Ribeino Elamim Al Teishev Bedin Ayoim Al Teishev Bedin Ayoim. Rabbi Loza HaMoidoi was mispalel every single day: Al Teishev Bedin Ayoim Al Teishev Bedin Ayoim. Today don't sit bedin on Klal Yisrael. Today don't bring out dinim on Klal Yisrael. Dova, which has a meridika limut, we learn in the Gemara and Perek on Ezokin that Rab Tzadik fasted 40 years that the Beis Hamikdash shouldn't become charev. The Heilige Tver Shleima asks, what did he have in these 40 years? The Beis Hamikdash anyway became charev. Why did he fast 40 years? The Teres that Tver Shleima says lies in this piece of Yishalmi. A person has to work not on his whole life. A person has to work and be mispalel on today's day. Rab Tzadik fasted every single day, Zok the Heilige Tver Shleima, on that day that the Beis Hamikdash shouldn't become Chalef. Rabbi Loza ben Edoi knew that he can't be mispalel, that Beitar should be saved for always. He was mispalel b'chol yoyim, al teishev b'din ayoyim, al teishev b'din ayoyim. The Tver Shleima says it's a meridical lesson on a person's oifen of tvila. A person has to be mispalel. A person can't be mispalel for big things. Hayoim, today's day, al teishev b'din ayoyim, al teishev b'din ayoyim. This day should be saved. This day should be saved. And Rabbi Loza ben Edoi was mispalel every single day. But let's see what happened over here. Boy, Adrianus Mezole. Adrianus, after 3.5 years of trying, he wanted to give up. He wanted to leave. He wanted to leave Beitar, and he should give up. Omale Chad Kusi. There came a guy. Loy Tezel, don't go. Ano Chomi Mame Eved, I will see what you should do in Mashlam Loch Medinasa, and I will give you this Beitar in your hands. Ole Min Biva de Medinasa. He crawled in through the sewer system of Beitar, and he got into the city. Va'ashkach, and he saw Rabbi Loza Meidoi Koim Matzle. And he saw that Rabbi Loza Meidoi was Bespal Betvila, the Medish is Marech. He went around and he saw that all the soldiers in the city are weak. He knew it can't be Alpidech Ateva. Goy understood it can't be Alpidech Ateva that they were being saved. There must be something more to it. And the only place he saw a little bit of life was in Rabbi Loza Meidoi's Bes Medrash. And he came into Rabbi Loza Meidoi's Bes Medrash and he saw that this is what's saving the city. So what did he do? Here, Neir the Kedach, Ovid Nafshe, he made himself like Lochishle Begav Udne. Like he spoke to Rabbi Loza Meidoi. He went back, went over to Rabbi Loza Meidoi and spoke to him. And he made like they were having a conversation. And the people in the people of Beitar saw this. And they took him and brought him to Ben Kuziva. Ben Kuziva, who Rabbi Kiva said on him, Deinu Malke de Mishicha. Rabbi Kiva saw that he's Dorach Koichov Miyakev, Dorach Ben Kuziva Miyakev. He saw that he's the Mishiach Hashem. And they brought him to Ben Kuziva. Omalei Chaminon, we saw this guy talking, Lechavivach, talking to your uncle. Rabbi Loza Meidoi was the uncle of Ben Kuziva. Omalei Ma Omritlei Ma Omalach. So he asked the guy, tell me. So he said, If I will tell you, the Melech will kill me. If I won't tell me you, you will kill me. It's better that the Melech should kill me and not you. So I will tell you and then the Melech will kill me. He told me, Allah the Benedoy said, I will give you away Beitar. Go tell the Melech that I'll give you away Beitar. He said a lie to Ben Kaziva because he wanted to get the Ben Kaziva should be angry on Abelazah ben Meidoy. Osik Abel Abelazah ben Meidoy. Ben Kiziva went to Rabbi Loza ben Meidoi, Omalei ma, Omalach aden kusaya. What did this guy tell you? Omalei leiklum. Ma omritlei, what did you tell him? Omalei leiklum. Now who do you believe? Ben Kiziva has a guy that said one way, and had a godly be Israel, his uncle, was the everyday Yeshiva, Mispal Kalayim, who said a different way. Yorvelei, Ben Kiziva went and gave him chad boit. Ben Kiziva gave Rabbi Loza ben Meidoi a kick. V'kotle, and he killed Rabbi Elazar ben Yadoi. Miyad Boser Yotza Baskel, he came out of Baskel and said, you killed Rabbi Elazar ben Yadoi. Tivash Yisrael Yavish Tiyavish. Ein Yemina Keya Ticha. Haraktus Rabbi Elazar ben Yadoi. Zroyin Shokol Yisrael Ve'en Yeminom. Lefikach Zroyin Shalois Ish Yavish Tiyavish Ve'en Yemina Keya Tichbe. Miyad Nilke Debeta Ve'nerik Ben Keziva. Osen Tirinen Reshe Gab Adrianus. They went and brought the head of Ben Keziva to Adrianus. Omalai Man Kotl Adain. Who killed this? Omalai Chatu Sayah. They came and go and said, I'm not Katl, say, I killed him. So he said, go bring me his goof. They brought his goof and they found a snake surrounded his whole goof. Oma ilule lekod kotle. If not for Rabbeinu Shlomo, they would have killed him. Agoy, agoy, agoy. They had a saga. Neichav oyim. Man of Yochel kotle. Who would have been able to kill him? V'kora olav and the goy, the Andrianus case, said imkiloy tzuram machram v'Hashem is giram. If not for Rabbeinu Shlomo, would have sold them. If not for Rabbeinu Shlomo, would have been give them the hands of the oyev. Nobody would have been able to get in the oyev. And then it says, what kind of niyudik echov they made in Beitar, hayahergim ben vahilchin at sheshok asus benam at cheitmei. What do we learn from this Yishalmi? There are a lot of things to learn from this Yishalmi. But there's one niyudik limud to learn from this Yishalmi. A limud nifla that this Yishalmi has to teach us, this agod of chub has to teach us. Many people forget on who Kalal Yisrael stands. Who are the amudim of Kalal Yisrael? There's an Eir Beitar, and there's Ben Kuziva. Ben Kuziva, Giber Otzum. Chazal Amaflig on the godless of Ben Kuziva. Rabbi Kiva was Tayyim, he was Mashiach. Rabbi Kiva didn't make Tu'usim. Akoch of Ben Kuziva had a Muyudiki Koiches HaNefesh. Koiches HaGvura, Koiches HaNefesh, Dorach Koich of Miyakiv, Dorach Ben Kuziva Miyakiv. He made a mistake on Ben Kuziva to believe that he was Melech HaMashiach. But there was one mistake, one miyudiki mistake. The only way Klal Yisrael stands, the only agona on Klal Yisrael is Gedele Yisrael, Gedele Teira. Whatever happened was because Rabbi Elazar HaMeidoi was Yeshivu Mispalul Kol Hayom, every single day, Al Teshev B'din Hayom, Al Teshev B'din Hayom. Rabbi Elazar HaMeidoi's tefillah was what kept Klal Yisrael. In the Mechoma, in the Second World War, people won't believe it, but there's edus on this. Dvarim neiroim ad miyed. When Gedele Yisrael, all different Gedele Yisrael, Gedele Eilam, Amude Eilam, Rabbi Achber, the Baal Beche Shmuel, who was in Yiduah, Tzadik Nizgav ad miyed. One wants to know what means Rabbi Achber's Tzidkis. Rabbi Achber went to Yeshiva in Kamenitz. The Stadt Kamenitz was a dorf. The Stadt Kamenitz was a dorf. You couldn't go in the streets or blotter in the streets of Kamenitz. Rabbi Achber never walked down the main street of Kamenitz in his life. He walked to yeshiva, he walked behind the buildings. He shouldn't be nichshel in a riyah asura. That's again the tzitzkis in Rabbi Achber. Rabbi Achber was yidua as a tzadik nizgov. I get from my brother, Rabbi Nefol Shlita. He tells Bochum, they learn Be'ichah Shmuel, first look at a picture of Rabbi Achber, how you have to go dressed. Look at Rabbi Achber's couple. Look at Rabbi Achber's couple, goes from one side of the head to the other, then you sit down and learn Be'ichah Shmuel. First have the Yerushamayim for Rabbi Achber, the Tzidkis for Rabbi Achber. Have to learn who are Gedele Yisrael. They came to Rabbi Achber with a Shiloh and the Rusin. Who should we go to? There was a day the Rusin took Kamenitz, there was a day that the Daichin Yimach Shmom took Kamenitz. And Rabbi Achber said, Shev al Tasa od, if they should stay in Kamenitz. Rabbi Achber paskin that the Shev al Tasa is not a b'di'evet, Shev al Tasa is a psak from the Teira. And he paskin that you should stay in Kamenitz when the Daichi Yimach Shom came into Kamenitz. So, lo yu'umin ki yisupa, lo yu'umin ki yisupa, mefatzeel tazoifel from Krieg, but so lo yu'umin ki yisupa, the Daichi in Kamenitz didn't touch a Yid the whole time they were in Kamenitz. Not only did they touch a Yid the whole time they were in Kamenitz, they bought food from money only from the Eden. The Goyim they didn't pay, the Eden they paid in Kamenitz. The whole time they were in Kamenitz, they didn't touch a Yid. The Tzidkis Rabbi Achber was making on the city. The Yidin that are living today that can be made on it. But the Koyach and Gedele Yisrael are, we don't know what we live on. We don't realize what we live on. Two times a week a Yid is mispalel. Every Monday and Thursday, the Yid is mispalel, a tefillah. The Baal Tefillah says the Tefillah. If you're dominant in a normal Smedish, you hear when the Baal Tefillah says the Tefillah. He wrote, Sin Shekayim Bonu Chach Me Yisrael, Heim Unisheim Uvneim Uvneiseim. Two times a week, Chazal Anshe Knesset HaGedolah were told us that we have to be Mispalel Chach Me Yisrael. Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, Golus. We have to know why we live in Golus. Why we have a kiyum in Golus. Why are we here in Golus? Why we exist in Golus? Why Taka don't the goyim trample us in Golus? Why Taka do we exist in Golus? There's only one reason why we exist in Golus. Because there's Rabbi Lozer ben Moidoi that Yeshev umispal kol yeim al teshev bedin ayeim. Only because there's Gedele Yisrael zikne adir that are mispal for us every single day. Al teshev bedin ayeim, al teshev bedin ayeim. That's our only kiyum. Our only kiyum in the world is only Gedele Yisrael. That's our only kiyum. That's what this Agadot is teaching us. The Agadot is teaching us, you have a Ben Kaziva, you have armies, you have Koyach, you can kill, you can do everything. Nothing helps. There's one thing that helps. That's mispalol. If Rabbi Lozer Meidoi is not there, everything falls down. The Ein Zach that holds the world. Ein Zach that holds the world. Not Koyach HaTeira, not Koyach Gedele Yisrael. And that's what the world stands. And what lies on every single Yid? What lies in every single Yid? Something that we forget. We forget very often. We're not mispalel. We're not mispalel enough. Every single Shemoneh Esrei. Every single Shemoneh Esrei. Al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael. Al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael. Rabbeinu shel Olam. Rabbeinu shel Olam. 2 days ago there was Nifter, Azokin Muflik. A Yid that knew kol ha'teira kula. B'li guzim ha'shebi Olam. Abel kereza. A Yid that knew kol ha'teira kula. A Yid that you can ask him kol ha'teira kula in Uran the Lashon. Ve'en peit se'per mitzav tsef. Ha'vegi gang yinoch ha'zokim b'idair. Yid na go away. But we have G'dayli Yisrael. Ziknei Am Chabez Yisrael. People have to be mispal for Ziknei Am Chabez Yisrael. The Rebbein Shem gave every single Yid a matana niflo. We don't realize what the Rebbein Shem gave us in Golus. The Rebbein Shem left us over in Golus. Ziknei Amcha Beis Yisrael. No generation since Chub Mamigdash, maybe by the Zman HaGoinim, maybe in Tkufas HaGoinim, there were Goinim that lived to such an age and were able to be Mani Klal Yisrael. We see the Dmuyu Dikash Gocha from the Beir Olam in Golus. There's a Der Yosem, a Der Yosem, we don't have anything. What does the Rebbeinu Shlom do? He leaves us over Shirayim from Freer the Kederis, Gedele Yisrael, that they should be Manigos, they should take us, they should bring us Kegim Mashiach, they should be Manigos Kegim Mashiach. What lies on us? What lies on us? We're going to say kinnos. We're going to say kinnos. What are we going to say kinnos? One of the kinnos, Angzeres Tach V'tat. Angzeres Tach V'tat, Kinnachov Beis. We say kinnos. Teiro, Teiro, Chigrich Sak. What are we saying kinnos? We're saying kinnos on the Teira Gdesha. Evel Yochid Asilach. The Teira Gdesha should sit down and cry. That's what we say in kinnos. The Teira Gdesha should sit down and cry. Why? Al Tov say Mishaytayech, if I say Machmirim, because they're Talmidei Chachamim, those who are Peiris, the Rishtos, and take Melachayech. Melachayech, a Melachayech is somebody that takes a ship. Somebody that a captain of a ship is called Amaloch. Who are the captain of the ship of Yidden in Golus? Gedele Yisrael v'chayvlayich. They are the chayvlayich. They are the captain of the ship and those who run it in b'mayim adirim, in the words, in the mayim adirim of Teira and in the mayim adirim of Golus. Urchei marachayich, those who are urech marachos, meyashre yidurim, those who make clear and rameyasher the hard pieces of Gemara, mefaneiche tzvunayich, those who are mefaneach, the hidden parts of Teira, megalei misterim, and mi yifarek havayis, mi yitaret shvarim, who's going to answer kashas? There was a mochama, Second World War. Do you know what, how much Torah went away in the Milchama? Do you know how much Torah went away in the Milchama? Do you know what Gedele Yisrael went away in Milchama? Do you know what the Poshet Yid, the Poshet Yid was how Yirei Shamayim a Poshet Yid was before the Milchama? Torah, Torah, Chigrisak. Chob Mamigdash was Chob Mateira. Chob Mamigdash, Malka Vesareh Bagoyim Teira Ein. There's no Teira if the Chob Mamigdash. Chob Mamigdash was Chob Mateira. The Muhammad that we saw with our own eyes, what our parents went through, was Chob Mateira. The Teira Kedesha was Charev Nechrav. Yibernishim left over Shirayim of Teira. Yibernishim left over Shirayim. We cry on Chob Mateira. We cry on Arzeh Alevonoim. We cry on the Asareh Ruge Malchus. We have to remember at the same point in time to cry to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam, al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam left us over skeinim, gedolei Yisrael, meirei ha-teirot, urim v'tumim in the deir, gedolei Yisrael that can answer everything that you ask them, gedolei Yisrael that the Torah HaKadosh is open for them. And gedolei Yisrael that the Ribbono Shel Olam left us over, and we have to be mispalel that in their schus, they are the ones who are keeping the day. They are the ones who are mispalel to Ribbono Shel Olam, al teishev b'din hayom, al teishev b'din hayom. And we have to remember that we have to be mispalel on their gezunt. We have to be mispalel on their kiyum. Because that's our kiyum in galus. That's our only tikva in galus. If you want to know what our tikva in galus is, to be able to be mekabel Mashiach, who's going to take us to Mashiach? Who's going to bring us to Mashiach? We are going to go to Mashiach. Who is living in the Olam HaDimyon that I will be able to go and be mekabel p'nei Mashiach? It's only we'll hang on the coattails of our Gedolei Yisrael. We'll hang on the coattails of our Gedolei Yisrael and go be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. In their schus we'll be able to go and be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. Alone we have nothing. Alone we would have to run and hide ourselves when Mashiach comes. Mashiach. Talk about Mashiach's coming. Who is Mashiach? What is Chazal? What did the Pesukim tell us on Mashiach? Lo lemara ein av yishpait. Mashiach doesn't have to look at the person to tell him who he is. He doesn't have to be a Kabbal Edis to tell you who it is. V'harichoi b'yiris Hashem. What's the difference between Chush HaReach and any other Chush? Chush HaReach, you could smell from far. When there's a bad smell, a person says, this smell is a terrible smell. Everybody knows to say over a Maisa from Abba Chana on Hashem Yun Kim Domai, that when Abba Chana was in America and he went through on 42nd Street in Manhattan, he asked what the terrible stench is, what the terrible Reach Ra is. They told him there's no Reach Ra. And Abba Chana was sitting from the Reach Ra because Tzadiki Yisrael Amargish a different Reach Ra. The Amargish a Reach Ra of Tumo. A Shreklich Reach Ra of Tumo he was Margish. He couldn't take it. He asked he should go faster, get out of this neighborhood. There's Eden that lived, that said over the story, the Goldings in the west side where he stayed, heard the story, they heard them from Abachanan himself. It's Nashka Demiyonis. A Reach Ra is a terrible, Reach Toma is a terrible Reach. Mashiach, it says, V'reichai b'yiris Hashem, V'reichai b'yiris Hashem. Mashiach won't need that you should walk over to him and give shalom and say, oh, I don't want to give you your hand. The Heilige Belzerov, didn't give shalom only with a hamtach, because he didn't want to touch everybody's hand. Mashiach won't even need to worry about touching your hand. When you'll come far, far, far away from Mashiach, Mashiach will say, there's somebody coming with a terrible smell. Take him away from here. Mashiach will smell if we have Yiras Shamayim. We don't have Yiras Shamayim. Where's our Yiras Shamayim? How are we going to go near Mashiach? You know how we'll go near Mashiach? If we will be spalled for Gedolei Yisrael. We'll be the ones who will be machnia ourselves for Gedolei Yisrael. We'll bow ourselves to Gedolei Yisrael. We'll hang on to the coattails of Gedolei Yisrael. We can't hang on to the coattails of Gedolei Yisrael if we don't listen to them. We'll listen to Gedolei Yisrael blindly, whether we understand them, whether we don't understand them, whether it makes sense, whether it doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. We have to bow ourselves to Gedolei Yisrael. We have to mekabel the das of Gedolei Yisrael. When we mekabel the das of Gedolei Yisrael, then when Mashiach will come, we'll have one schus to be mekabel of Nei Mashiach. We'll be able to go over to these Gedolei Yisrael, who we listen to them blindly, who we listen to them without thinking, and we're able to catch on to their coattails, and that's how we will be able to be Zeuche to go to Mashiach. There's no other way that we'll be Zeuche to be able to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. That's the only way we'll be Zeuche to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. So let us be Balei Seichel. We sit Tisha B'Av. We cry on Torah. We cry on Chub Matera. We cry on Chub Mamigdash. We cry that the Torah Akdosh Akhaptamir the Kikpach in Golos, like we're going to say in Kinnis. Of course we cry on that. But we have something that lies on us, a Chiv. It lies on us, a Chiv, to be mispal for Gedolei Yisrael. To be mispal for Ziknei Amcha Beis Yisrael. That the Ziknei Amcha Beis Yisrael should be able to fear us kegen Mashiach. And if we'll be mispal, and if we'll listen to them with Achno and Bittel, we'll be Zeuche. We'll be Zeuche to be able to catch on to them and be Mekabel Mashiach Tzidkenu with our own eyes.